brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 20th day of October, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. In hour number 3 and 4, one of the leading experts out there on the full spectrum mortgage fraud and what it means not just to the United States, but the entire globe, what it means to confidence, common law, private property. Randy Kelton will be joining us in studio in the 3rd and 4th hour today as we go into overdrive. You know, I've been talking a lot in the last few years about Pentagon's admitted plans. We knew about it, of course, before it was public and talked about it because of the secret training we were able to infiltrate and cover back in the mid and late 1990s, that there was a program and an operation to shut down our economy, bring us to our knees financially to the IMF and World Bank, and, of course, to China, the biggest holder of debt, the Federal Reserve, the second largest holder of debt. You got to love it. They're engineering the financial system and the collapse, and they hold the second amount, largest amount of our debt. That they were preparing the society for full military occupation in the name of quelling social unrest, that they had on record engineered the sociological, financial, national, global climate to induce civil unrest. And we wrote a story yesterday. I saw the story by Paul Joseph Watson. I mentioned it on air, and I sent Paul an IM, and I said, this is the type of story the Drudge Report will pick up. And it's not just getting picked up by the Drudge Report. It's that the Drudge Report is a bellwether of what other media is going to pay attention to. And no sooner had we put that article out and the previous articles last week about this, will Americans follow French example of mass civil unrest? The Drudge Report picked it up yesterday and today, and guess what came out this morning? Time Magazine, will the Federal Reserve cause a civil war? And here's our newest story out on today. Time Magazine, prospect of civil war in U.S. doesn't seem that far-fetched. Meanwhile, rioters rampage, protesters block French airports as day number 8 now accelerates and Sarkozy begs for calm. Here's the London Guardian headline. Nicolas Sarkozy calls for calm as French pension protests gather pace. Cars burned, shop windows smashed as 4,000 petrol stations awaiting supplies on 6th day of French protest. They say the 6th day, it's actually day 8 or 9, depending on how you look at it, but I guess day 6 or 7 of shutting down the gas stations. Overall, the millions of people taken to the streets from Spain to Greece to, of course, the epicenter, Paris, and all over France has been going on for about a month. As they're told, we're raising your taxes, cutting your pension funds, and raising retirement age. And the French, you can say what you want about them, because it's a national sport to bash them and make fun of them. But the French have said, look, we paid into this socialist system, and they know the vast majority of their tax money now goes to service on debt, not to actual services. And they understand the banks are a bunch of fraudsters, and this was all done by design. And so now the question is being asked, will this happen here? And I've got a big stack of political news in my politics stack right here with town halls getting violent, getting feverish, people getting angry. Democrats are in all-out retreat right now. There's a ridiculous headline that Nancy Pelosi isn't going to seek the speakership next year. Well, of course she's not going to run for speaker. The Democrats aren't going to have the House. That's a foregone conclusion. But will the Republicans get the Senate? The media is in a full-court press to regurgitate discredited, ridiculous fairy tale lies about Rand Paul and the final disinfo against him. With just a week and a half or almost 2 weeks going into the election, is fake polls put out by CBS and others, and I predicted this, claiming, oh, it's now neck and neck. But the full index of polls show Rand Paul 7 to 15 points ahead, depending on which poll, 7, 8 points, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. You can find them all across that spectrum. But it doesn't mean he's going to win because Kentucky, like many states, is famous for chicanery and election bamboozling by whatever party is in power. And, of course, the guy he's running against is the attorney general there, has a lot of strings he can pull. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator can start charging a 12-volt battery in just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live. It is Wednesday, the 20th day of October 2010. We're going to go over the political news, the economic news, the rioting going on all over the Western world. The mainstream corporate media here saying, is it coming to the shores of the United States? Will Americans get mad at having their pension funds taken and taxed? Will they get mad at their dollar being devalued? That is all coming up, and I want to just go ahead now and throw the toll-free number out. We're going to take a lot of calls throughout the full 4 hours today. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. I particularly want to hear from military and police who are serving, police officers or military or veterans. I know there's been military training going back 100 years for riot control. We know about the bonus strikers in front of the White House from World War I wanting to get their bonus money they were promised under law, being ridden down by Patton and MacArthur when they were young colonels. They got promoted for that. But this is a systemic creeping death, a quiet, covert operation of massive scale to take over every town and city and to take over every local government, and that is now publicly admitted. We were able to decipher the intelligence information we had back in the mid-1990s and correctly forecast exactly what we're facing, not just what the military is being trained to do and openly being announced now, but what the cause and the cover trigger for that would be a banking crisis engineered by the globalists. And so here we are today, and it's now getting a lot of attention. I told you last week how the reports in local news around the country that we boiled down and put in a PrisonPlanet.com article got a lot of attention nationally and even locally because reporters and talk show hosts could just read Paul Watson's article and see where the Army admitted they're preparing to take over every town and city during the economic collapse. And in the latest articles written by Paul Watson, we have links to the Army's own memorandum where they believe there is going to be a total collapse. But, of course, they don't point out that their banker masters are the ones that engineered it. The Drudge Report, of course, picked up our Will Americans Follow French example of mass civil unrest. Yesterday and today, Time Magazine headline, Will the Federal Reserve Cause a Civil War? And so I'm going to be detailing this throughout the next 2 hours, and then we're going to, for 2 hours, look at one of the major contributing future triggers and current triggers for this, but it just continues to unfold, and that is the galactic-sized, unbelievably off-the-chart, naked banking mortgage fraud by the Big Six. Any small bank trying to engage in this fraud, of course, their directors are hauled up before a federal grand jury and they're sent to prison. But that is not the case by the big mega banks that have engineered this situation. We'll also be looking at the latest developments headed into the November election, less than 2 weeks away as well. So let's go ahead and get into that right now. Then we'll open the phones up on this subject and a lot more. Here we go. Will Americans follow French example of mass civil unrest, or will the sleeping middle class continue to scratch their hind ends and watch Dancing with the Stars? That's a nice headline by Paul Joseph Watson. And then there's the, I shouldn't laugh about this. Watson has a little penchant for throwing things in like that. I've told him not to. But hey, Drudge Report's picking it up. He must know what he's doing. Time Magazine is a related story. Posted up in the top of the article. Time Magazine, prospect of civil war in U.S. doesn't seem that far-fetched. That's our newest article on it. How will Americans react when the government begins to impose the same austerity measures that are causing riots, street battles, fuel blockades, and other assorted chaos in France? Will we witness mass civil unrest, or will the sleeping middle class continue to watch Dancing with the Stars? It goes on, back in June, we forecast that the imminent onset of so-called austerity measures, which in reality represent nothing more than an elevated phase of government-run looting on the taxpayer, would herald an age of rage, leading to riots and revolutions as people react with fury in response to their jobs, savings, basic public services, pensions, and welfare money being seized by financial terrorists who caused the economic collapse in the first place. That's what we forecast in June. 4 months later, and citizens of one of the most prosperous countries in the world with the highest standard of living have shut down France after six-plus days of strikes and protest in response to the government plans to raise the retirement age from 60 to 62 and the full state pension age from 65 to 67. And if they get away with that, they'll raise it to 75, as Boehner was proposing last week, John Boehner of Michigan. Undoubtedly, there are two different protests occurring in France. The more violent scenes are the work of Renamob anarchist youths who could care less about pensions but will waste no opportunity to don black hoods and pointlessly smash up shop windows in demonstrations against capitalism. Of course, they caught them last year in Greece. Mainstream news admitted the police dressed up like anarchists knocking out shop windows to make the protesters look bad. But we ought to pull that back up. Watson ought to add that to this article. When in reality, government seizure of pensions has all the hallmarks of a command-and-control socialism and nothing to do with true free market capitalism. These youths are also more concerned about their welfare checks being cut, but they won't garner sympathy of the rest of the French people by taking baseball bats to Starbucks forecourts in mocked-up media stunts. The legitimate protests and the ones that are genuinely hurt by the establishment and put the idiot anarchists to shame are being run by French workers, truck drivers, and union leaders, and enjoy the support of around 70%, some polls say 80-plus percent, of the population. Over 1,000 gas stations have now run out of fuel across France, with strategic reserves set to run out in just a few weeks. Flights and trains have been disrupted. Organized slowdowns have snarled highway traffic. The French are showing Americans how it should be done, but uniting peacefully to shut down an entire country. This is genuine people power. The French are sending a message to the establishment that they will no longer play ball until the looting stops. And it continues. Will the rent-a-mob anarchists stage similar violent riots in America, or will the middle class embrace a much more legitimate backlash in the same vein of the union protesters in France? Will the Obama administration set to seize 401k pensions and turn them over to the Social Security Administration? How long will it be before Americans stir from their slumber and realize that their economic future and also that of their children is in immediate peril? When will Americans begin to understand that the onset of another government bailout in the form of quantitative easing 2 represents the biggest bank robbery in history? Just how distracted, dumbed down, fat, lazy has the American middle class become to prevent them from realizing a threat when they see it? British historian Simon Scama predicts not only will widespread civil unrest in America, but even a potential revolution if the elite allow the situation to spiral out of control. He notes that Obama will have to ditch misplaced obligations of civility and become an authoritarian enforcer in order to emerge successfully against the rising tide of constitutionalist rage that will be directed against the coming austerity fascism. And it continues here. As we documented in our article, the kind of public spending cuts, tax increases, salary caps, and retirement crackdowns that are now about to be implemented outstrip anything we've witnessed before in modern history. A lot of it's already been implemented, actually. If the American middle class reacts to the total banker takeover by collectively scratching their hind ends and flipping the TV channel, the country as we know it is probably gone for good. However, if Americans follow the example of the French and send a clear signal to the elite that they will refuse to participate in a rigged game, the true revolution that will restore both political and economic freedom and prosperity will be set in motion. Will Americans buying silver to protect their savings and guns to protect themselves in record numbers? It seems that the message is at least getting through to some of the people, but until we see mass walkouts, blockades, and other acts of nonviolent mass protest, disobedience, the establishment will continue to move forward with an onslaught after onslaught of financial pillaging. Numerous forecasters, governments, spy agencies, and international bodies are predicting mass riots and unrest in response to the worsening economic picture. In November of 2008, right as the economic implosion was unraveling, the U.S. Army War College released a white paper called Known Unknowns, Unconventional Strategic Shocks in Defense Strategy Development. The report warns the military must be prepared for a violent strategic dislocation inside the United States, which will be provoked by unforeseen economic collapse. Yes, unforeseen. Their bosses engineered it. Purposeful domestic resistance, pervasive public health emergencies, or loss of functioning political and legal order. The widespread civil disobedience, the document said, would force the defense establishment to reorient priorities in extremis to defend basic domestic order and human security. So that's the sales pitch right there. Oh, we don't know what caused this collapse, but the people aren't going to like losing everything, and so we're your only hope with basically martial law to keep you safe. It goes on. A British Ministry of Defense report struck a similar tone when it predicted, this was 3 years ago, that within 30 years, the growing gap between the rich and the middle class, along with the urban underclass threatening social order, would mean the world's middle class might unite using access to knowledge, resources, and skills to shape transnational process in their own class interest, and in the classes could become a revolutionary class. Again, the middle class could become a revolutionary class. And then we have some videos posted under that. Now that's Watson's article about it yesterday. Here is Time Magazine today, and we're going to cover this when we come back. Will the Federal Reserve cause a civil war? Will the Federal Reserve cause a civil war? And then an even more detailed article than what Paul wrote yesterday, dealing with this latest headline, Time Magazine, prospect of civil war in U.S. doesn't seem that far-fetched. This is a very complex issue. We're going to break it down on the other side, but they're getting us ready for it.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
We're back live. Paul Watson has another story out today. He's on fire at prisonplanet.com. Violent anarchist help French authorities crush pension protest. Pointless rioting, burning of cars and smashing shop windows has shot the protest movement in the foot. And that's the new government talking point. And clearly we have videos of the police not arresting the thuggish youth, but going after mainline protesters. And we've caught them all over the world, in Italy, in Greece, in Spain, in England, in Denver, Colorado, what happened in Seattle in 99, up in Canada, in Montebello a few years ago. They just do it over and over and over again. So here is the headline, violent anarchists help French authorities crush pension protest. And this dovetails with exactly what I was about to cover. We know, in fact, this happened to myself in 1999 when the Fortune 500 had their meeting in Austin, and there were clearly police dressed up like anarchists trying to start fights. And we identified them as police, and uniformed police ran over and basically removed them from the crowd, and I was in their face shouting at them that we knew that they were cops. And so this is how they demonize the protest. It's one thing to shut down the government. It's another thing to burn private vehicles and to knock out windows of private shops. In fact, guys, search the term Greek television, police caught smashing shops, or police caught provocateuring in Greece. And national television, their biggest national TV network, had piece after piece, last year, where the police were caught dressed up, smashing out windows, smashing out car windows, setting things on fire as a pretext. And the evidence is clear that people affiliated with the police also shot police officers. That way you get the rest of the cops against the protesters, because the last thing you want is what's happening in Greece, Spain, France, and many other nations, where the police are now joining with the protesters because they're having their pay cut. They're having their pension stolen. I mean, in France, they take over 80% on average of your money. And so the people paid for all this socialism. But that's the scam with socialism. It always gets stolen by the elites. No one's going to take your paycheck and take your money for decades and then give all of it back to you. You'll be lucky if you get any of it back. Do you understand that? It doesn't work. You're better off keeping it for yourself. Investing in as you see fit. But the government grows these giant welfare groups and then uses them as a political army to checkmate the working middle class and the nouveau riche and others, to where anytime somebody wants to cut taxes or cut welfare, this mob comes out and says, don't do it. But remember, the media and fake conservatives always point their fingers predominantly at welfare moms and people. They are a tiny part of the overall budget in every major nation. Upwards of two-thirds of our discretionary spending now and of the overall tax money you pay goes to interest on the debt. And who holds the debt? The communist Chinese, and then number two, the private Federal Reserve that has engineered the situation. But here's the issue. We're now at the point where it's not Alex Jones 15 years ago talking about the quiet, slow preparations for martial law. And as I said 15 years ago, it could be next year or it could be 20 years from now. All we know is the Pentagon is admittedly federalizing everything, spying on the citizens, and getting ready for a total takeover of society and door-to-door gun confiscations. I've been to the drills. I've been to the urban warfare drills. I've had countless videos in Alabama and Tennessee and Maryland and Florida and Louisiana. And I've been to California and I've been to South Texas. And we've been to Chicago this year to cover the military with foreign troops training to put role players who play the part of Americans in FEMA camps at the sports stadiums. Those are the relocation centers. They take you there and then decide where to send you. Jaron found the article. We'll put it up on screen. Did Greek anarchist agents provocateurs torch police? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd found the Greek stuff. If you have to, call Watson. He's answering when you dial him on this phone. With the phone number that's the first number in it, and because I want that for the next segment, he can find it because he wrote articles about it. But the search would be, again, something like Greek police caught vandalizing businesses and cars. And then there's Greek television showing police in uniforms directing groups of people in black masks to do this, and it came out they were police. That is key to show people. Okay, I'm now ranting. The point is, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. When we come back from break, I'm going to get into this article and then your phone calls. Time Magazine, will the Federal Reserve cause a civil war? And we have the story that really kicked off this debate yesterday from PrisonPlanet.com. Will Americans follow French example of mass civil unrest? So why is Time Magazine hyping civil war over the private Federal Reserve? We'll break that down and give you my take on it, and then get your take on it on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, inviting you to join me in Central California in beautiful Santa Cruz for a special event being put on by 1080 AM KFCO. Unfortunately, I'm so busy fighting the globalists that I never have enough time to go out and have a lot of speaking engagements around the country and meet with the great people of this nation. This powerful event is a one-time appearance, so I want to encourage people to get tickets early because they will sell out. Tickets are $10.80 each and are only available online at the KSCO website, ksco.com. Click on the banner on the webpage. You can't miss it. I'm going to speak for several hours and have a question and answer. I will discuss information and research that I have never gotten into before. You can send your questions or suggestions via email to the radio station by emailing alex@ksco.com. Again, friends, I'm going to be speaking live. Get tickets at ksco.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Bob, Mark, Matt, Joel, Austin, your calls are all coming up. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. So we're now at that point. We're now descending into the global tyranny. Everything we told you was right off their own document, so of course it's happened exactly as we told you. It wasn't any big secret. It's just the mainstream media wouldn't cover it for decades as patriots worldwide, as lovers of freedom and dignity, tried to warn the general public we were laughed at. But because we planted the seeds, now we have incredible credibility and people are listening to us. Open world government's been announced, run by the very banks that have engineered the crisis. They are hiring provocateurs worldwide to burn down buildings, to attack vehicles, to attack shops as a way to demonize normal protest so microwave guns, sound cannons, and other weaponry can be used against the population. Now the globalists know people are going to get angry about this. They are going to come in with provocateurs to demonize everybody. They are no doubt, as this gets worse and worse for the next few years, going to stage terror events to demonize all opposition to this. But it's not going to work because we have been on the job exposing their system of control. But think how far we've come that now there are scores of news articles today that sound like it was written by PrisonPlanet.com. or Infowars.com that sound like Steve Watson, Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes, or our other great writers. It's really happening. And more Americans are having to face the facts. More and more French, more and more Brits, more and more Australians, more and more Russians. We are all under the same global corporate government. They have different management teams over each country. The management teams fight with each other at certain levels. China is now announcing they're going to cut off all major key rare minerals that are used in our semiconductor industries and computer development. They are the majority holder of the debt. They were set up for this to be the Chinese century. This was all pre-deployed. They were given the Panama Canal. They were given the old military bases in the Caribbean. They were given the Long Beach Naval Facility. They were given hundreds of other of our ports, in many cases for free, to encircle us because the global crime syndicate, the bankers that run our military, that run our police, that run our federal government, they also are in league with the communist Chinese against the American people. That doesn't mean the people of China are bad, but the leadership of the globe has allied, the global corporate Fortune 100 banking cartel has allied itself with the communist Chinese as the industrial and military muscle. The U.S. funds the global government, then tax incentives are put in place to move our jobs overseas. With NAFTA and GATT and globalism, and now as we go into depression, we are being set up to be fully imploded so there's an even bigger fire sale to take over what's left of our society and fully re-engineer our society and make us totally dependent on the globalist. And I was on ManCal, big syndicated radio show. It's on WABC, you name it. It's on hundreds of stations around the country. And he was telling me on the show, oh, it's so wonderful. I was at a banquet last night for friends of the IDF. And he's like, you know, we know our government's corrupt, but what about Israel? I mean, give me a break. All these nations are run by crooks. Okay? And they feed on every population. The Chinese government's bad. The Chinese people aren't bad, by and large. The Israeli government, totally corrupt. Are the Israeli people bad? By and large, no. The Saudi Arabians, totally corrupt and decadent, the leadership. Are the average Saudis bad? No. The American people aren't bad on average. Is our government totally run by crooks at the highest levels? Yes. That top strata, completely criminal. And when people who aren't crooks try to get into the power structure like Rand Paul, they come out and say he's kidnapping women. I mean, you know, this is what they do. When they start saying somebody's kidnapping women, even when it's admitted to not be true, or if they're not a medical doctor, when it's admitted to not be true, or that, you know, he's got racists at his tea parties, and they caught these people being Democratic Party operatives on record, they don't care. They still go with it. When somebody's under full attack, you know they're good. But continuing here. Then ManCal goes on to say, yeah, isn't Israel cool how they launched the worm attack on the Iranians? And I said, ManCal, that thing had the secret codes to the core operating system that nobody's got, except for Microsoft, to Microsoft. And I said, you notice they're now announcing that they're going to use this new mega worm as a pretext to pass Homeland Security takeover of the Internet and the Obama kill switch, known as cybersecurity, started under Bush. And he said, oh, actually, at the banquet, they were saying that they have to take over the Internet to protect it from the worm that Israel basically admits they created. And Israel's just as complicit. But you better believe our own government's involved in it as well, and so is Microsoft. So this is an example of industrial cyber false flag attack out in the open, no debate, out in the open that the West has launched this attack. It's ultra-sophisticated against Iran. And that if it blows back to the U.S., and you know they've got the fixes for it, but they'll never tell you that. They've got the fixes for their systems, their key infrastructure. If it blows back, which it looks like it's starting to do, with this mega high-tech 21st century superworm, then the government says, we need to take over web freedom and control everything you're doing to protect you from a worm that we created. I mean, that's false flag out in the open. Just like the banks engineering the financial collapse on record came out in the emails from Goldman Sachs and the rest of it, and then their solution is give them more power. I mean, this is so bald-faced. This is so naked. This is so open, uncloaked. This is so in your face. This is so inside job out in the open. And I know I'm ranting. It's just Do you know where all this leads? It does lead to total, decade-long depression, collapse of society by design. I mean, the economy, the so-called stimulus is just to enrich the banks. The bailouts are to enrich the insiders. And now that's running out. And now they've announced they're going to hyperinflate the currency. It'll destroy any savings you've got in 401ks, you name it. Stocks, bonds, you know, I mean, this is unspeakable. And the globalists are going for broke. They're bringing in an authoritarian system. I read to you mainstream news articles saying Obama may need to implement total authoritarian control to save us. They're now pitching that. Oh, you yuppies want to keep some of your pension fund? Let us take control of it and let us have basically martial law for your security or things are going to get worse. And then you give in to them, hoping things are going to get better, and then they make the crisis even worse. And they say, give us more control, and we'll make it better. It's just exhausting. It's totally exhausting to know the truth and to realize how horrible it is. It really does give me a headache. Okay, let me go over this report. So now here it is out in the open, Time Magazine. Oh, that Alex Jones says they're going to collapse the economy and that there's going to be a rebellion against the Federal Reserve as people learn that it's the real government illegitimately running things into the ground for their own consolidation of power. Oh, that guy's crazy. He says they're training troops to be on the streets of America. Now it's all over the news. They didn't just build this domestic army overnight. They didn't just put in threat fusion centers overnight. They didn't just put up face scanning and license plate reading cameras overnight. They didn't just federalize your public school and put biometrics in to train your kids for cashless society overnight. They didn't just gear up for forced inoculations overnight. They didn't just put sodium fluoride in the water overnight. This is all part of an overall scientific dictatorship. Now, continuing, will the Federal Reserve cause a civil war? What is the most likely cause of civil unrest? Immigration? Gay marriage? Abortion? The result of Election Day? The mosque at Ground Zero? No. Try the Federal Reserve. November 3rd is when the Federal Reserve's next policy committee meeting ends. And if you thought this was just another boring money meeting, you would be wrong. It could be the most important meeting in Fed history. Maybe the U.S. Central Bank is expected to announce in the next move to boost the faltering economic recovery. There's the lie. Oh, they want to fix it. Oh, they want to help you. In their next move to try to fix the faltering economy and recovery, to say that there has been considerable debate and anxiety among Fed watchers about what the central bank should do would be an understatement. Chairman Ben Bernanke has indicated in recent speeches that the central bank plans to try to drive down already low interest rates by buying up long-term bonds. A number of people, both inside the Fed and out, believe that this is the wrong move. But one website seems to believe that Ben's plan might actually lead to armed conflict. And I didn't click on that link. Will you guys click on that link there in the second paragraph and see what website they're talking about? I think they're talking about Zero Hedge. Last week, the blog Zero Hedge wrote, paraphrasing a top economic forecaster, David Rosenberg, that it believes the Fed's plan is not only moronic, but positions U.S. solely one step closer to civil war, if not worse. We just read British economist saying the same thing. I'm not sure what if not worse means is supposed to mean, if not worse than civil war. But with the Tea Party gaining followers, the idea of civil war over economic issues doesn't seem that far-fetched these days, and Ron Paul definitely thinks the Fed should be ended. In Time's recent cover story on the militia movement, many said these groups are powder kegs looking for a catalyst. Oh, so see, it's not the bankers' fault doing this to us. It's the militias, and it's Tea Parties, and it's gun owners. They are the threat, see. But don't worry, the Army's waiting and been quietly training for that. They'll make sure the bankers can really take over. So why not a Fed policy committee meeting? Still, I'm not convinced we're headed towards Fedmageddon. That being said, the Fed's early November meeting is an important one. Here's why. Usually there is generally a consensus about what the Federal Reserve should do. When the economy is weak, the Fed cuts short-term interest rates to spur borrowing economic activity. When the economy is strong and inflation is rising, it does the opposite. But nearly 2 years after the Fed cut short-term interest rates basically to zero, well, for the banks it's zero, for you it's 30%, more and more economists are questioning whether the U.S. Central Bank is making the right moves. It's making the right moves to destroy the economy and consolidate power and hyperinflate the currency. I mean, right move for them, record bonuses. Stock market down, banks up. That was the Bloomberg headline yesterday. The economy is still very weak, and unemployment seems stubbornly stuck near 10%. How about 22? Time magazine. The problem is the Fed only directs short-term interest rates, and they are already about as close to zero as you can go. That's why Ben Bernanke has been recently talking about something called quantitative easing. That's when they monetize the debt. That's when the Fed basically creates money to buy the long-term bonds that it doesn't directly control and drive down those interest rates as well. That should further reduce the cost of borrowing for large companies and homeowners. Because the banks aren't loaning. Some people are calling it QE2 because the Fed made a similar move during the height of the financial crisis when it bought mortgage bonds. Not everybody agrees with this move. In fact, a number of presidents of regional Fed banks, not all of which get to vote on Fed policy meetings, have recently come out against Bernanke's plans. Some say it sets bad policy. Others think it will stoke inflation, which might be the point. Well, yeah, the Fed said they want to use inflation to pay off the debt. Few, though, have warned of armed conflict. Here's how Zero Hedge justifies its prediction of how the Fed's November 3rd meeting will lead to violence. And they have a link to that. And it goes on. In a very real sense, Bernanke is throwing Granny and Grandpa down the stairs. On purpose. He is literally threatening those at the lower end of the economic strata, along with all who are retired, with starvation and death. And in a just nation where the rule of law controlled, instead of being abused by kleptocrats, that's thieving politicians, he would be facing charges of seditious conspiracy, as his policies will inevitably lead to the destruction of our republic. I agree. Okay, the idea that Bernanke will kill large swaths of low-income neighborhoods or Florida by his plan to further lower interest rates is a little ridiculous. Hyperinflation won't hurt people already on the verge of starving, you mean? You don't know about that, Time Magazine? But there is a point in Zero Hedge's craze. Lower rates do tend to favor borrowers over savers. And the largest borrowers in the country are banks, speculators, and large corporations. Yeah, they get it for close to zero. The largest spenders in the country, though, tend to be individuals. Consumer spending makes up 70% of the economy, and the vast majority of consumers are on the low end of income scale. So I think it's a valid question to ask whether the Fed's desire to drive down interest rates at all cost. And it goes on. Companies are already borrowing at low rates. They are just not spending. That being said, civil war, probably not. It is a gross exaggeration, says Alan Meltzer, who is a top Fed historian at Carnegie Mellon. I cannot recall ever learning about riots or civil war, even when the Fed made other mistakes. Not a mistake. When I called David Rosenberg, he was traveling and couldn't talk, but he did send me a quick email to stress that he never, ever suggested that any moves the Fed makes will lead to militia uprising. No, he talked about protesting and disintegration of society. Some smart people, though, including Metzler, it appears, and Rosenberg, do think the path of quantitative easing that the Fed looks likely to embark on is the wrong move. John Taylor, a top Fed scholar at Stanford, says eventually you will have to pull the support out. And when you do it a year from now, and when the economy is recovering, he thinks it could be quantitatively disruptive. And quite disruptive. So even if you don't double dip now, we've never left the dips. This is all just baloney. You might double dip then. And even if you don't, it would make for a slow recovery. Others, such as, and it goes through some more economists, who has become famous for warning about the possibility of financial crisis back in 2005, believes low interest rates could be creating new bubbles in, say, gold and other commodities. So it seems clear that the Fed is likely to do. How the economy, the militias, and the rest of us react is up in the air. The countdown is on. T-minus 15 days to Fedmageddon. See you there, hopefully. So I'm not a news reader, but I babbled through that entire article, and it's just a bunch of tripe, basically. But there is Time Magazine, will the Federal Reserve cause civil war? Well, look at what's happening over in Europe. Nicolas Sarkozy calls for calm as French pension protests gather pace, cars burn, shop windows smash, and 4,000 petrol stations awaiting supplies on 6th day of French protest. And it goes on to report that the strikes and giant protests are now accelerating. The country is now grinding to a halt. France 24 TV reports violent protests have weakened unions in retirement battle. And that's the Paul Joseph Watson article, basically breaks that down in more detail, showing that clearly many of these anarchists are working with the police. Here's another one. Rioters rampage. Protesters block French airports. Workers opposed to higher retirement age blocked access to airports in Paris and around the country on Wednesday as hooded youths smashed store windows amid clouds of tear gas outside the capital. So the real protesters are blocking airports and petrol stations. All you got to do is, get, you know, 20 of you get together and park your cars and take the keys out. Others join you. You get 100 cars blocking the road, then 1,000 cars blocking the road. It's over. And you just leave, and your car's there. And there's no way they can even get to it to tow it out of there. That ends it right there. You just walk off. But having the little anarchists run by the big foundations on record, smashing store windows, setting private cars on fire, beating up people, that is government-funded. And all they got to do is get the first vanguard doing it who are government-funded, then other useful idiots and ne'er-do-wells, they join in with the overall operation. Okay. I'm going to take calls and cover other economic and political news throughout the next hour and 10 minutes. We've got a guest in studio. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
Well, here we are. We've got a global group of crooks already running a banking dictatorship. And everything's working like a charm for them. Oops, they keep causing depressions. Oops, they keep getting record bonuses. Oops, they keep bankrupting societies. But don't worry, they've got some more money they made up out of nothing to loan you at 30% interest. Aren't we lucky we've got the banking cartels? All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls for at least the next 30, 40 minutes. I got a bunch of other news I'm going to cover later in the next hour on the politics of what's happening in this country and how the government's prepositioning the media now to demonize anybody that doesn't like the Federal Reserve raping us financially. Also, just want to briefly add that we've got two new videos that are set to ship in the next 4 or 5 days. We're just now getting them in. And that is What in the World Are They Spraying, dealing with geoengineering and chemtrails, G. Edward Griffin's new film, and the part two of Camp FEMA, Enemy of the State, that I'm a big part of and really has a lot of well-documented information in it, dealing with how the government's preparing for a martial law cover story dealing with the flu or other biological release. And it's got eyewitnesses that have worked in government and in security dealing with that and how they've been preparing for it. That's just one facet of Enemy of the State. They're all available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. So if you want to get them first, to get your order in, because Enemy of the State is set to ship in the next few days, and so is the amazing film. Of course, What in the World Are They Spraying? 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com to order online. Let's go to Bob in Texas and then Mark, Matt, Joel, and Austin and others. So, Bob, I've just spent 55 minutes roughly talking about now open discussion of, oh, there might be financial collapse and riots, but don't worry, the Army just now is getting on standby just now to fix it, Bob.
Hey, thank you, Alex, first-time caller. I started to say something else, but hearing you say what you just said, this reminds me of what you said before I met you at the Austin Gun Show, when you described yourself, Alex, at 3 o'clock in the morning, calling out to God concerning this InfoWars revolution. And I told those gun show people, I want you to read this Hebrews 9 passage and learn about God's sovereignty that you've got in your Constitution, people. Did you hear, Alex, and not too many of them heard you. Alex, this reminds me, Monday, boy, you conveyed your, and this morning you've described your headache. Let me tell you something, my fellow listeners, are we admitting to ourselves that we're seeing the real Alex here, that he's not covering anything up? And he's not hesitating to make me mad and make you mad and think we think he's insane because he's really honest and sincere about how sincere this is. Listen, we need to ask ourselves a question about this whole thing. We've ignored Jesus and his will and testament. You people have heard a lot of times on this program about Hebrews 9. Thank you, Alex, for letting it be said several times. People, are we reading it? Are we reading what God has? By the way, Red Beckman called this Constitution the forefathers' will and testament. My question is, hey, Red Beckman, did you say that because of Hebrews 9, the will and testament of Jesus? Jesus unfolded it, Alex, in Acts 2. Through those 12 mouths of those microphones down there on earth, his rule as king started right there in Acts 2, 53 days after they killed him. And that's what you read in Revelation, Alex. We all, anyway, I don't know what this sounds like to you people, but I get more and more riled up about this revolution, about these devil serpents, dogs, enemies of our Creator, and us.
Bob, I can tell you're a preacher. Good to hear from you. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.